Warren Spahn, who won more games than any left-handed pitcher in the history of Major League Baseball, died yesterday at his home in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He was 82 years old. Spahn won 363 games in a career that began in the minor leagues in 1940 and ended 27 years later when he was 46. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Think of Spahn, you think of a poem.
Absolutely. 1948, when the Boston Braves were on their way to the National League pennant, Jerry Hearn, who was then the sports editor of the Boston Post, wrote a four-line poem that included the famous line, "We'll pray, we have Spahn and Sane, and then we'll pray for 2 days of rain," because Spahn and Johnny Sane were brilliant, and the rest of the pitching staff wasn't so hot, and the Braves went on to win the pennant that year, and of course Spahn then went from there. He was 28 at that point, or fairly early in his career, to become the winningest left-hander and the fifth winningest pitcher in the history of baseball.
He won 20 games a season 13 times.
Yeah, and you know what? He started very late because he didn't win a major league game till he was 25 years old. He was in the Army in World War II, fought in the Battle of the Bulge, and then came back and started winning games and kept winning them until he was well into his 40s. In fact, at the age of 42, Bob, he was 23-7, and one of those seven losses was a game in which he pitched 15 innings of shutout ball and lost 1-0 to Juan Marichal.
And he always seemed to be involved in important moments with other great players.
Well, and managers, too. In 1942, it was Casey Stengel, then an unsuccessful manager with the Braves, who sent him back to the minors because he refused to brush back Pee Wee Reese in an exhibition game. In 1951, he faced a struggling rookie named Willie Mays, who was 0-for-21 at the time, and gave up a home run to him. And Spahn always said if he hadn't given up that home run, Willie Mays might never have hit 660 home runs. 1961, when he won his 300th game, the catcher was Joe Torre, of course, now the Yankee manager. And in 1965, Bob, he pitched for the New York Mets at the age of 44, and one night his catcher was Yogi Berra, who was 39 then and had managed the Yankees the year before.
But it took Roger Clemens to shock him.
Well, Roger Spahn, as you mentioned, pitched till he was 46 years old. He actually pitched in the Mexican League in 1967 because he loved doing what he was doing. And when Spahn heard this year that Roger Clemens, who won 14 games for the Yankees and pitched very well this year, was retiring at the mere age of 41, he was stunned. His attitude was, if I were Roger Clemens and I could pitch like that, I'd still be out there right now at the age of 82. So he loved doing what he did, and he did it very well for a long, long time.
He was a decent hitter.
Yeah, a very good hitter. All-time leading a home run hitter among pitchers. He had 35 home runs in his career, which for a pitcher is remarkable. In one season, 1958, when the Braves won the National League pennant, he hit .333. He was a guy who could do a lot of things well. As I said, he was a war hero. He came home with a Purple Heart, and he was a great pitcher for a long time and still very much a part of the Braves organization. They just unveiled a statue to him last summer, and the timing obviously was very good.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose book, The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and the Night That Changed Basketball Forever, is out in paperback.